go. Back live at Rosie on the House with my friend Steve Kep of Advance Home Systems. The real bottom line there with Kristen is she's paying 13, 14 cents a kilowatt.
Correct.
As an average.
Correct. And using way too many of them for some reason.
And using way too many of them. So, again, proper utilization. I want to emphasize this to all those who are listening. The cheapest thing you can do to save money on your electric bill is it's free. Just research and make sure you're on the right plan.
Do your own math on it, too, because a lot of times people will spend 5 minutes on the phone with the utility. They'll be overwhelmed with all these different rates and explanations, and they just kind of go with the flow and say, give me this one. You really download, get a hold of the rates, look at the pricing structure, just like Kristen had no idea that 6 cent kilowatt hour versus 27 cent kilowatt hour is a huge difference. Most people think it's a minor difference.
Yeah, it's huge. And like you say, you can get down to 4.
Yeah, and if you were at 100%. Yes.
And you can spend as much as 50.
Correct.
Almost.
Yes,
49 and a half cents. Yep. Or something. So there's that big a swing. So again, it's a commodity. We want you buying it at the right time. That's the best thing. That's your highest return on investment.
Correct.
Right there.
It's,
investment can be zero by making a phone call.
Yes.
And you'll see savings immediately if you start managing your consumption.
And then use that rate properly. Take advantage of that cheap off-peak by keeping the house cool and raised during the on-peak. But if you kept it cool to begin with, it's not going to get outrageously hot, and you become very comfortable and a very low electric bill.
Now, I have to tell you, Steve, I have a friend who says, I don't need the energy management computer because I work at home, and I get up and between noon and 7, I get up and I turn the air conditioning on for 10 minutes every hour.
Yes.
Gets up, turns it on for 10 minutes, turns it off. He's managing his consumption. But at what cost to your lifestyle?
Absolutely.
Your computer does all that automatically.
Right. And even people that work at home all day, because we get this quite frequently, it just won't work. Oh, it works the best because you're paying the highest right now for the kilowatt hours. With the computer, you're going to live cooler, and you're going to pay up to 40% less for the same amount of power that you used before.
Okay. We're going to bring in Robert, who's calling from beautiful Sonoyta, Arizona, one of my favorite locations in all of Arizona. And he wants to throw a variable into here, and let's see how we can deal with it. Robert, thank you for being so patient. I think my daughter's already come on and said for your patience, you've already earned a Rosie gift bag.
She did. Thank you.
Okay.
Dunkin' Donuts as well.
And I'll tell a funny story. I gave Kristen that free energy audit. I did that about this time last year with a caller. And the owner of Rias, Todd, called me on my cell phone after the show. He said, Rosie, I didn't get to hear the show. I was working in somebody's attic today. You gave away 27 free energy. So that's why we have to go to the code name now so far. Okay, Robert, how can we help you with your dilemma on the solar factor in this whole formula?
I have two parts. Listening to Kristen, I would like to explain something that we do out here in Sonoyta. We have a house, and it's in the morning, we open up the windows, and we have fans that blow the cooler air into the house. And the minute the outside temperature gets to the inside temperature of the house, we close the windows, and that helps us immensely.
You're telling
the Kristen to go up to raising her temperature up to 11:59 in the morning to cool her house, I think that's going to make an immense difference to her, because it makes an immense difference over here.
The dilemma is you're at 3,000 feet in Sonoyta. She's at 1,800 feet in Peoria. And I'll promise you, through the middle of the summer, your mornings are a whole lot more pleasant than her mornings. And she's not, she'll have a lot of mornings where the low outside is 90 degrees.
Yes, and you know what our air conditioning bill has been for the last 2 years?
In Sonoyta?
Yeah.
In the middle of the summer, you keep the temperature at what?
Well, we don't. It floats wherever it floats. It goes to about 79
okay.
in the summer, and it caps 80 when it's really hot outside, 95 or 98.
How big a house do you have?
It's like 2,500 square feet.
So what are you paying in the in August?
Zero.
You're all solar.
We're nothing. We just use the outside air coming in, close the windows when the temperature equals the outside air, and that's it.
Okay, so you're not using anything other than passive air conditioning. And you're doing what we're telling people to do is thermal storage.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's why I think your statement to Kristen is going to be spot on.
Now, you had a question about how solar works into all this.
Okay.
Hey, Robert, let me ask you a question. Are you on the grid or are you off the grid?
I'm on the grid.
Okay, you're on the grid. Go ahead.
I only use air conditioning, and we have a 4-ton. I only use air conditioning when we have company just for their sake.
Okay.
You know, just to bring it down below 76 or 70, whatever it is at the time.
Okay.
But normally we use zero. But my question on solar is, I have a friend that is going solar on their house. And my question is, when they're producing electricity, does it offset their usage or does it push it onto the grid?
Okay.
Because if it pushes it onto the grid, that's some pretty, that means I'm getting some of their solar push out.
Okay. All right, Robert.
Pushing the regulation.
All right. Hang on. We're going to take a bottom of the hour break for bottom of the hour news. When we get back, we're going to address how solar impacts all this. And we're not even going to get into the conversation about the utility companies that want to wipe out net metering, because this isn't a political show. We won't go there. Right back, y'all. Rosie on the house.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's home improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.